fire, the ring of fire.
The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Day 5 of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament is underway here in Onega. And we started early this morning. 10 o'clock is when the game's going. And they lost to Axel. And in the other game, that was Onega and Troy, in which Troy won handily 66-15. So the Buffaloes, the only team going without a win here in the TVL tournament. As for Troy, they went 1-1 in consolation plays. They lost to Washington County, but they win against Onega after losing in the first round to Lynn by 4. That was back on Monday. And then, following that, was two of the boys' consolation games. Blue Valley Randolph defeated Washington County 79-49. That was for Blue Valley's win of the tournament. They went 1-2. Washington County with the loss, they fell 1-2 as well. And the other game was Lynn defeating Onega 59-45. Lynn goes 2-0 in consolation play. And Onega, they go winless in consolation play after they lost on Monday against Troy in the 5-12 game. Well, your network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
the Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We have some time. Has all six of Clifton Clyde's points. First sprinter for Timmel is good. So 7 points for Timmel. Chance to make it 8 right here. On its way, and good. So he's 4 for 4 already from the free throw line. And it's 8-6 in trailing. So for the pursuit of a championship yesterday for Centralia, they fell to Hanover by a final score of 50-45 as a shot no good by Jack Scotchney. What a game he had yesterday against Axel. And an even more game-winning three-pointer by and sent Clifton Clark. Two more free throws coming up here for Timmel. First one up and rattles up. It's all Timmel. Meanwhile, Scotchney, Long, Reed, Novert, and Steinbrock for Clifton Clock. We're going to say a foul. That's against Matt Becker. He reached in. That will be the second team foul and his second foul. Two fouls for the Eagles. Again, Coy Steinbrock came on. Inbound, Scott Sneed. Thinking. He's up the middle, handed off. Jumps back. They'll bring it up and drive off. Near side corner kick. His thinking has been fantastic here in this tournament for Centralia.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Quick start to the game for Duke Timmel. He has 8 points already, 3 for East Hanking, and for Clifton Clock, he has all. Quick Steinberg. Centralia leads by 5, 34 to go. Clifton Clyde facing a three quarters zone, if you will. Reed looks, he'll skip pass. Take the steal and actually be Duke Timmel now taking it. Becker knocks down the triple. Couple triples of back. On the near side wing is an 8-0 run going on for Centralia. Far side wing 3 for Scotchney is good. Response. And that's all. Taking to the far side. Here's that. Here comes the clock. This is on. Skip pass. Shoot, time to go. Taking to the truck. And he threw it to the spot. Over gives it up to Scotty. He'll dribble to the middle. A long one. And he will shoot two. Secret that's coming up for the freshman guard for Centralia. That is the first foul against Goshny. Trying to put Centralia up by three possessions for the first time today. First free throw on its way is off the right side and short and no good. Brandon Cook, Luke Nobert in the game. Checking in for Drayden Reed and Trent Long. Listen, Clyde doesn't go too deep into their bench, usually playing seven or eight guys. Second free throw is no good. 0 for 2 for the freshman. Offensive rebound momentarily, but Tim will have it poked away. They're going to say it's last touch by Clifton Clyde, so the Panthers get it back. Tyler Jones makes his appearance for the first time, trying to shake off. Inbound into the back. And we're going to clock back. The link to his left is back. Help him up. It'll be quick to fly back. Not a dangerous spot. Accidentally upending him a little bit. Knocked him over. Back under 15 to go. This is right. Okay. Will shoot too is Duke Timmel. Commits the personal. And with 36.1 seconds left, that'll be the third team foul. And the first free throw is good for Scotty. Reed and Long in for Steinberg. Second free throw for Scotty is good. Duke Timmel. Officials give him the benefit of the doubt, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That was the 15th foul against Clifton Clyde. First free throw for Tim Wall. He's already five. He's got 9 points. Becker will come to the bench. Reese Tanking checking back in for Centralia. And now Becker will immediately start to check back in. Second free throw is good. and allow Becker to come back. So that's 10 points for Duke Timmel. The Bowers will come to the bench. 27.1 seconds left. Reed to inbound. It's long. Steinbrook. Here's the inbound.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
16-11, our score after the first 8 minutes of the ball game. Duke Timmel, 10 points. 3 from Ab. For Reese Tanking and for Clifton Clock. It's 6 for Coy Steinbrook. System. Dave. Championship will be after that. This is game one of Twin Ducks. Sturmans is possible to take some. Okay, he gives to the near side wing. Cook, stop. Enter. One dribble now, cross court pass. Near side court. A rare miss from him, and Trade Reed gets the stop. Oliver brings it up. Catching in the air. Beautiful. Pass off. Be their first foul. Well, Pace first quarter, for the most part, at the very beginning of the quarter, was a little bit quicker. Both teams were going back. Things kind of slowed. The charity stripe so far. And he really jumped up. Now I'll say 1-4. That's right. I'll go against that. 5:16 to go in the second quarter. They just put a point. Oh boy, well, try not to deal with this today. Had some issues with the scoreboard yesterday. They just gave a point to, okay, they just took it off, so it is 16. I have 16 on my score sheet. Similar to the miss from Coy Steinbrock. Yesterday, we had a big time to bump semi-final. There's a bump in effect. Jack Scott. Those who weren't listening for that one in the third quarter early, there was a free throw. But they got his entry pass. Try to reach in, and they do. It's a jump ball, and it'll stay with Australia. So 16-13, Australia. Shanking to inbound. Gonna find somebody to get. Shanking couldn't get it in. Get somebody. In that 5 seconds, terrific defense on the entry pass by Clinton. And the Eagles. They're playing TV. Championships coming up next. We'll have the same two teams on the girls' side. Between Hanover. Entry pass. First National Bank of Frankfurt, D&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technology. High post cash, turn on. 15-18-13. Going to work from the front. Here's some. Drive baseline. Senior looks on. Balance. Balance. In the face. I think he actually did. I think he kind of flopped. They're going to come. They get passed in that. Jack Scott's team looking for a tap. Paxton Bauer. He's like, give me a towel. Three or six left to go, second quarter, 18-15 after that display from Jack Scotch, and he gotta love it. That's kind of funny. He can get away with it. He can sell it, and he'll take it. As check in for the first time is Brett. That was interesting. Understandably, Nick Evans not happy with it. Which was right in the line. Like to thank our Heidemann will come back to the bench and Tim will goes into tanking. Goes to his left. Now back to his right. Going to his right is long. So I think he can't drink it. Hands it off to Scotty. Time for. And it has the front. Six remaining in the half. 13 fouls in his first. Inbound for tanking. Got caught. To 17 Centralia, 1:40 to go. This is left. That's the near side wing. Gotchney, centered by back in the extended 2-3 zone. Actually, it's actually a 1-3-1. Centralia has up. And nice hands by Trent Long to take the three from. Take a look at what's happening in the PDF. That baseline balance, the basket kick, near side corner three for all for high dying three, no good off the heel rebound. Trent Long with 20 seconds left for the clock. Down by. Dodging down. Okay.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
So, recap. Duke Taylor scored. And spoiler alert, as we get to the individual stats, as we are tied 20-20. Start off with the trip. And Matt has three. Piece for Broden Cook and Drayden Reed. But recapping him.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here. Between Clifton Clyde, Centralia, CDL Boys, third place game. Recapping how things have gone here in this tournament, starting off. Losing to the 10. And then Donovan West speeding up. That was on Wednesday. Quote unquote upset in terms of the seeds are concerned in the quarterfinal round. The 5 being the 4, 46-39. And over to the semifinals. Valley Heights beating up on Lynn, 62-38. And then Centralia holding off Donovan West 50-42. In the semifinals yesterday, a couple of really fun ones, including Clifton Clyde beating Hanover 57-55, and then Centralia holding off Valley Heights 46-42, surging in that second half. Tava Gibbs with 13 points in the second half. Owen Dieters also with 13 points as well. And also a big congratulations to Owen Dieters for surpassing 1,000 points in her career. At Centralia, she surpassed that mark. And it's her first basket of the game. She had 999 points, and she made a three to start out early on in the first quarter to get past 1,000 points. So big congratulations to Owen Dieters. And by the way, loser's bracket, Frankfort defeated Donovan West for fifth place, and Axtell defeats Glenn for seventh place. So congratulations to those two for winning earlier today. As for the boys' side, Blue Valley losing to Frankfort as the 9 beats the 1 to advance to the quarterfinals. Troy, the 5 seed, defeating Onega 54-26. Valley Heights, the 10 seed, defeating Lynn, the 7 seed, 50-45. And then how about the upset of the day and back on Wednesday was with Donovan West, the 11 seed, defeating Washington County 46-33. Quarterfinal round, Clifton Clyde surviving against Frankfort 52-51 to advance to semifinals. Axtell beats Troy 60-51. Hanover holding off Valley Heights 55-49 after a good start. The end of the game, they kind of struggled a little bit. Valley Heights came back in it. And then Centralia beating up on Donovan West 60-29. Then as for the quarterfinals, maybe bigger part, semifinals yesterday, game-winning buzzer beater by Axel's Eli Brockstrom to get them past Clifton Clyde 50-48. And then Hanover, they were able to keep Centralia out of the championship once again as they win 50-45. And that's how we get here. And we are back underway 20-20. And by the way, no fifth place or seventh place games. We had some consolation games between some of the teams that would have been in those games, but since Troy didn't travel yesterday, we can't officially crown a fifth place or seventh place team because we didn't have a full consolation semifinals. But Frankfurt did defeat Donovan West Frankfurt defeated Donovan West 61-39, and then Troy defeated Valley Heights 56-44. Clifton Clyde has the ball to start out the second half, 20-20. Again, it was Jack Scotchney with 10 points. Joe Timmel with 12 for Centralia. Scotchney with 5 points in each quarter. With Steinbrock making a pair of threes to start the game, as this possession has lasted 49 seconds. And if we have a shot clock, this obviously would be, this possession would be long over, as we now are 60 seconds into this possession for Clifton Clyde. Good defense by Centralia and good patience by Clifton Clyde. Not force anything here. 1 minute, 10 seconds gone. Centralia still playing defense here. Pull up a jumper for Scotchney, 60 feet out. They settle and a late foul called. I think that goes in. They don't call the foul. That possession lasted 1 minute and 15 seconds and it results in a foul on the shot on a 16-footer committed by Paxton Bowers, his second. So Scotchney to the free throw line and that one is good. Scotchney, one of the best scorers in the state. Second one on the way. That one is good, averaging a little over 16 points per game. He's got 12 now. And those two free throws make it 22-20. As Scotchney is now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He is the only Eagle to attempt a free throw in this game. Becker, pass near side to Aldifer. Goes to work. For somebody to get open, he just bounced back into the perimeter to Bowers, working from about 30 feet away from the basket. Head fake, gets a defender to blow by. Three-pointer no good after he slips underneath him. The lob from Bowers up to Tinking is good. Nice touch on the pass. Tinking goes up in the air to make the catch, and he puts it up and in without touching the ground. And we are tied once again. 2 minutes already into this third quarter. Near side corner catch Stashi. Long, far side corner. Three ball on the way for Steinbrock. That one short, tipped up in the air. Loose near side in the corner. Noberg loses it out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. Panthers have a chance to take the lead for the first time in a while. By the way, final score in Seneca, St. Mary's winning the Thunder Classic. They defeat Cross Central 61-52. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. As a three ball near side. 5 hours is no good. It'll be a foul on Centralia on the rebound. As Drayton Reed fell on top of Duke Timmel, but they get the foul on Quentin Aldifer, who I believe was reaching in. That'll be his second. Steinbrock, far side wing, against the Centralia 1-3-1. They try to not have any passes go from wing to wing, try to keep it all on one side. That's what Bowers' job is at the point of the 1-3-1. Driving middle, offensive foul is called. I believe that might be off the ball. It is. It was Scotchney setting a screen, and that'll be his third personal. Two points apiece for both teams here in this third quarter. Centralia, again, they only had 4 points in the entire second quarter. Tinking had it poked away from him, but it goes in the hands of Bowers. So drive baseline. It gets Nobert. Turnaround jumper. Good. Putback is short by Timmel as he had his back to Zaskis, went up in the air. A whistle and a jump ball between him and Drayden Reed. Schnarrow will keep it with the Panthers. Tinking calls the play. box formation on the inbound. Low guys go to screen up high. Trying to get it in. Just into the backcourt for Becker. Good defense by Clifton Clyde defending the inbound. Becker bounce pass. Timmel. And long post free away from Timmel. Knocks it out of bounds. He'll stay with Centralia. Long with his quick hands. As for Timmel, he's not a guy that has the ball on the perimeter very much. Kind of out of his element there. To take advantage. Another inbound across that court for Matt Becker. He'll bring it across. With 4:37 to go in this fast-moving third quarter. It's still 22-22. Taking a trouble. His pass is stolen away by Steinbrock. His layup is up and in. Boy, Steinbrock with his first basket since the first quarter. He has 8. It's 24-22. Clifton Clyde. Pass to fake Bowers. He'll drive. He lost it. Out of bounds. It'll go to Clifton Clyde. I think it might have been touched by Clifton Clyde. And we'll see if they change the call. And they will. So he gets it back. To thank our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. That includes M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Drive middle, pull a jumper on a floater is good for Quentin Aldifer. That's his first basket of the game. What a time for it. We are tied once again, 24-24, halfway through this third quarter. More sponsors to thank include Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wanklin Oil Company. That goes to Kev Goshny. Kick it out three all over Novert. The lefty knocks it home from the near side corner. And just like Centralia, they respond with a guy who hasn't scored yet today for them. Oliver Novert knocks down a three. Makes 27-24. Oliver drives middle. Kicks. Far side for Paxton Bowers. He's quiet today. He's actually scoreless. Now whistling a foul on the floor against the Eagles. I'll go against Steinbrock. This is his third. 3:29 to go in the quarter. Inbound for Aldifer, and he'll give it in the backcourt for Bowers. The Clifton Clyde girls, you can hear them probably from across the gym making some noise. Timmel, it's a pass intended for him. It's thrown away by Trent Long. He has it stripped by Matt Becker. And he loses it out of bounds. He'll stay with Clifton Clyde. Trent Long has been fantastic defensively for the Eagles today. Active hands, moving his feet. And most importantly, not committing any fouls as he doesn't have any. Inbound, far side wing, head fake. Dribbling far side into the corner. Bended heavily by Bowers. Wraparound pass to Reed. He'll kick it out. This time, hot far side wing. Long now has it, defended by Tanking. High post catch, Scotchy retreats to the perimeter. Goes left, in the middle of the paint, kicks it out. He'll drive baseline, this is Long with it, shut up, off the glass, no good. Loose, picked up by Long, second try is good. Trent Long with his first basket of the day. Hard to believe that, and it's now 29-24, Clifton Clyde. Becker's going to drive, he'll kick, Tanking, open three, near side of wing. Front iron, no, Long rebound, far side corner, and a foul. I think it gets Clifton Clyde, and it will be. Or no, they're going to say it's against Duke Timmel. So for Timmel, that is going to be his second and team's third. Seven oh run for Clifton Clyde. Twenty-nine-24 Eagles. Off a curl, Nobert kicks it. Cook to Reed for three. No good. Left side iron missing. Rebound Bowers of Centralia. Outlet pass upside. The near side to Becker. Pass fake. Bowers the far side. He'll give it up. Three ball. Aldifer for a triple from three. It was in between those two, but he knocked it home. Aldifer now with five. 29-27. And timeout is called with 2:07 left to go in the quarter. And we'll take a timeout. This will be a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Back here in Onega, TVL boys, third place game, 29-27, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia, 1:47 to go, third quarter. Shot up good and one for Trent Long as Pinky reached in, tried to knock it away from him. And Long, who hadn't scored until this quarter, now has 4 points on the ball game, chance to make it five with a free throw right here. Clifton Clyde has only had one player shoot free throws, and that is Jack Skoczny. As that one is good, as they're now 5 for 5 as a team. It's 32-27. Far side three, Becker tried to respond. That's too strong. Rebound, Trent Long. He's going to keep it himself. Bounce pass. Far side wing. Cook from the short corner. In trouble. Loses it. On the floor. Picked up by Timble. And now the jump ball. And possession arrow. We'll keep it with Clifton Clyde. 1:21 to go in the quarter. Clifton Clyde girls, Centralia girls, a championship game coming up next after this one. Hand off, drive, baseline, good off the glass for Jack Skoczny. His first field goal of the quarter. He has 14 on the game. It's 34-27, Clifton Clyde, their largest lead of the ballgame. Bowers with it. Looking inside, tanking going to work. Makes the catch. High post, he's blocked by Graydon Reed, and a jump ball on the rebound. And Tanking wants a foul, not going to get it. Possession arrow stays with the Panthers. Swinging to inbound. Hear the displeasure from the Centralia fans. Go to the backcourt for Oliver. He'll go all the way out to near the free throw line on the opposite side. 55 seconds left in the quarter. Becker now with it near side, gets the screen, goes to the middle for Tanking. Drives right, whistle, and it's out on the floor. And that's going to go against Trent Long. That'll be his first. Tanking holding for someone to get open. Gives it to Becker, far side corner. He'll drive middle, floater, 14-footer, no good. Rebound, Skoczny. Timmel with some contact, nothing called, and a wraparound pass to get to Reed. He'll bring it up. Cross that four, defended by Bowers now. 38 seconds left in the third. 34-27, Clifton Clyde, blocking foul against Patrick Bowers. He hit his head as he was falling down. And that will be his third personal. And the 15th foul, so that'll send Reed to the free throw line to shoot two. Reed with 2 points on the ball game, a 2-point field goal back in the second quarter. Free throw on its way is good. And Nobert checking in for Skoczny. And Tyler Jones will check in. First time this half we see him, and he'll come in for Paxton Bowers. Second try for Reed is off the left iron, no good, and an offensive rebound by Cook. He throws it off of Jones. It'll stay with Clifton Clyde. Excellent hustle by Broden Cook. Skoczny and Steinbrock checking in for Cook and Luke Nobert. 32.9 seconds left in the third. Clifton Clock continues to extend their largest lead of the game. By the way, it was 24-22 Centralia at one point. Since then, has a offensive rebound on a miss. The Scotch is no good on the putback. Second try, that one is no good from Trent Long. And a foul on the floor, but either way, free throws for Clifton Clock once again. So since then, talking about that run, it's a 13-3 run for Clifton Clyde. First free throw no good for Long. Henry Heidemann checking in for Tyler Jones, who committed the personal there. Second try, that one is no good as well. Rebound for Reese taking up Centralia. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Centralia hoping to get a basket or two before the end of the quarter. They got to go quickly. 13 seconds left. It'll probably only be one basket. Here's a D3 from almost the logo off the backboard. No good. With 8 seconds still left. Rebound, Clifton Clyde. Now it's loose on the floor. It's Pinky poked it free with 5 seconds. Still on the floor. I let pass. 1 second left in the half court. Steve on its way for Trent Long. It's no good. It's going to be waved off either way. That's how the quarter comes to a close. Clifton Clyde outscores Centralia 15-7. In quarter number three, we'll head into the fourth quarter. You're coming up next in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, Clifton Clyde boys lead Centralia 35-27. I'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. That includes First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. We're back underway here, fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde with the ball to start things out. 5 points in that third quarter for Trent Long after going scoreless in the ball game. Steinbrock with it. Crowd for Centralia wanting a offensive foul, a little bit of a push-off. Not going to get the call, though. As Drayden Reed now has it, just to the left of the top of the key. Only four scores so far today for Centralia. As mentioned, they got outscored 15-7 in that third quarter. Here's a little floater. It's good for Drayden Reed. He's got five, and it's 37-27 as their largest lead continues to grow. It's now a 15-3 run. Centralia had a brief 24-22 lead. Bowers, short arms a little bunny. Put back is good by Duke Simmel. Love to get him going once again after a 10-point first quarter. Hasn't done much since then. Now he has 14. If he knocks home that back, get a chance to make an and one. He is 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Free throw for the Centralia forward on its way. No good. Too strong. Offensive rebound for Reese Hanking. They try to throw it up and a whistle and a foul on the floor. I think that's what they're going to get it. Unless they saw something different. And it'll be on the floor. Two quick fouls for Clifton Clyde. And that's the second personal by Trayden Reed. Aldefer. The 30 feet out, dribbles a couple times towards the three-point line and hands it off to Reese Hanking. He'll end it backwards to the top of the key to Matt Becker. Nice between the legs move. Got away from his man momentarily. Thought about a step back three. Bowers, good help defense by Jack Stochny. Drives baseline, beating his man is all the first floater is no good. Whistle and a foul against Timmel going the other way on the rebound. Third foul committed by Timmel of Centralia. 37-29 Clifton Clyde with 6:46 to go. Long will bring it up for the Eagles. be picked up by Reese Tanking. High post pass to Oliver Nobert to try to hand it off. But the punt is thrown away by Reese Tanking as Matt Becker got a piece of that. Here come the Panthers, trying to lob it down low for Temmel, make the catch underneath the basket, kick it out Oliver for three. The freshman misses it short. He gets it on this. Wrap around pass to Temmel. His shot is no good, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Temmel has been dominant on the board so far today for Centralia. 6:21 remaining. 37-29 stellar scores. That foul picked up by Dreen Reed once again. That's his third. First free throw for Temmel is good. After missing his last one, he's now 7 for 10 from the free throw line today. 6 for 8 in that first quarter. One more try. Chance to make this a two-possession game once again. That one is good. Substitution brings Tyler Jones in the game for the Panthers. He'll check in for Reese Tanking. Now Centralia is good press here. The man-to-man, actually court man-to-man for Panthers, not a true press in the sense of the word. Getting past his man is long, and whistling a foul on the floor, a reach-in against Paxton Bowers. Fourth foul for him. Second on the team with 6:13 to go, and Tanking will immediately check back into the game. And a whistle from the official from the near side near half court. Looks like we're ready to go. I'm quite sure what the holdup was there, but we're back underway. Washington inbounds it to Nobert in the corner. Kicks it to Long. I'll try a three from the top of the key. It's no good. Falls off the right side of the rim. Rebound to Timmel in Centralia. Two possession game. Far side wing catch. Becker. High post catch now for Tanking. One dribble. Shot up. No good. Mid range. Rebound. Scotchney. Flip to Clyde. Here's that corner. Three for Steinbrock. Lifts off the side of the backboard. Rebound though. Out to Graydon Reed. A timeout called by Justin Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde. We will take the timeout as well. Step aside for 60 seconds. A full minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back here in Onega, our score 37-31 Clifton Clyde. I'd like to thank today's sponsors for making our broadcasts possible. BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, and Hilltop Creation. Eagles turn it over. Coy Steinbrock wanted to go to the far side wing. He had a little underhand shovel pass. It's wide of his target, Oliver Nobert, and it'll be Centralia basketball. Another opportunity for Centralia to make it a one-possession game here. Bowers goes to his right. Jump stop, far side block. Shot up with his left hand is short. Rebound, Drayden Reed. Another one and done. Clifton Clyde is doing a fantastic job of keeping Centralia off the offensive glass, especially after the beginning of the game when they really struggled with that. Drayden Reed slowing it up. 5:07 to go. Giving up his dribble is Reed. He'll pass for Scotchney, and that's too fast for him, and that is out of bounds. Another turnover by the Eagles. Head coach Justin Steinbrock signaling some instructions on what they need to do next time to avoid that situation. Under 5 minutes to go now. Taking far side wing. Gives it to Bowers. Top of the key. A whistle and a foul off the ball. In the post. That goes against Coy Steinbrock. That's the team's fourth and his fourth as well. So double bonus the rest of the way shooting for Centralia. Rick Tanky will inbound it. Nice bounce pass and find to Duke Temple, but he misses the layup right side. Here comes Clifton Clyde off the miss. That's the far side deflected. Loose, out of bounds. It'll stay with Clifton Clyde. Matt Becker continuing to cause disruption. Third place game on the boys' side, PVL tournaments. Been a fun one. Close all the way. Near side corner is Broden Cook. The dribble with his left. Trying to shake Paxton Bowers. Gives up his dribble. Pass to Drayden Reed. And reach in against Duke Timmel. Got a little too handsy that time, and that'll be his fourth personal foul. And that'll be the team's third. So one more foul to give for the Panthers with 4:26 to go. Inbound goes to Skocny. Defended by Becker. Drives left. Had it poked away by Tanking, loose on the floor, and picked up by Tanking. He's looking to push. Left side. In the lane. Shut up. No good, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot, too. That one goes against Drayden Reed. That's his fourth. That's his third foul of the second half. First free throw is no good for Reese Tanking. That's his first free throw attempt of the day, and Henry Heidemann checking back in, coming for Duke Timmel, as well as Luke Nobert checking in for Drayden Reed. One more try for Tanking, 7 points for him. That one's on the way, that one is good. Centralia has outscored Clifton Clyde 5-2 here in this fourth quarter. It's been a very low-scoring game. 4:15 left to go in our contest. It was the whole 5 seconds or timeout? It's going to be timeout. Close to 5 seconds, but Coach Steinbrock gets the time. And we'll take it as well. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final few minutes here in this one. 4:15 remaining. 37-32. Clifton Clyde leading Centralia. We'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors for today. Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Inbound goes to Skocny. They'll bring the full length of the court for Clifton Clyde as Centralia trying to bring some pressure on the inbound. Long, had it poked away by Tyler Jones. He gets it back, though, and he gets fouled near the free throw line. That is going to be the team's fourth, and the team will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Tim Ohl, Paxton Bowers checking in for Tyler Jones, who just picked up that foul, and for Henry Heidemann. Skocny looking to inbound, trying to find somebody, gets it in to Cook, far side corner. Dribbles to the wing, landed back. Long, defended by Tanking, drives right. Trying to get around Bowers, whistle, offensive foul. Bowers taking the charge. Ran right through him. Long picks up his second. Centralia already in the double bonus, but of course offensive fouls not count towards free throws. So we play on. 3:47 to go. 37-32, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia. PBL tournament, third place game on the boys' side. Bowers had his arm wrapped around by Broden Cook, who picks up his first, and that will send the Panthers to the free throw line. It'll be Paxton Bowers, and another substitution is Heideman and Jones are going to be coming right back into the ballgame. Timmel and Bowers both with four fouls apiece. First free throw on its way is short and right. Bowers is still scoreless. The leading scorer on the season coming into today is scoreless in this contest. Second free throw is Heideman checked in, and with that make, that will be Bowers' first point of the game, and that will allow for him to come back to the bench with Jones coming back onto the court. Now late substitutions with Drayden Reed and Coy Steinbrock checking in. Those are also two players with two personal fouls for Clifton Clyde. 37-33 is now our score. 3:41 remaining. Inbound for Nobert. Gives it to Reed, right back to Nobert. Picked up by Tanking, hands it back to Reed. Gives it to Steinbrock. Dribbling it now, just barely getting it across half court for the 10-second violation. Hand up Scotchy. Tanking with some contact, nothing called though, reaching in. And over now, we'll have a foul called against Reese Tanking, who poked in against him. And for Tanking, I think that's only his first. No, it's his second. And free throw is coming up here for Oliver Nobert. Nobert, 3 points on his day, a three-point make in the third quarter. That first free throw is short, no good. Panthers bring back in Timmel and Bowers, in for Heideman and Jones. And Clifton Clyde doing the thing, bringing back in Cook and Luke Nobert for Reed and Steinbrock. They're going to make sure that they have their best players on the courts. Well, they can, but not on defense, to make sure they don't pick up their fifth foul this early in the game. That free throw is good, so Nobert goes 1-for-2. Back to the 5-point lead for Clifton Clyde, 38-33. Free ball for Tanking, near side, off the backboard, no good. Loose on the floor, Timmel picks it up, and he's fouled. He will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and that's who you want shooting free throws if you're Centralia. That foul will go against Luke Nobert. That'll be his first with 3:12 left to go. Duke Timmel is 8-for-11 from the free throw line today. First one, good. Both teams sub in their players to make sure that they have teams with the players with four fouls out, except for Timmel, who's shooting free throws. He has four fouls. Bends his knees and lets it fly. That one is good as well. He's got four free throw makes here in his fourth quarter. He's 10-13. And it's now 38-35. Two, we got a one possession game with 3:12 remaining. Still a lot of time left here in this third place game. Reed behind back dribble, pass Heideman, gets across half court. Here's side wing pass to Oliver Nobert. Defended by Oliver. Jump stop at the top of the key, pass far side wing. Long, defended by Jones. Gets past him. Versus course, back towards the middle. Not towards the perimeter, pass off the hands of Steinbrock, and he can't save him for going into the backcourt. That's a backcourt violation. Timmel Bowers back in, Heideman Jones out. 2:50 to go. Down by three, a chance to tie it right here. We had three really good games yesterday that we broadcasted, and this one turned out to be a dandy as well. Inbound to Becker, far side to Aldifer. Near side wing catch, Bowers makes his move. Step back, cross court pass Becker. Far side corner catch, Aldifer looking inside for Timmel. Can't find him, so he'll kick it out of there. Becker, Bowers, near side. On the wing, they'll work against Scotchney. Hands it back to Becker. Plus over dribble, far side. Hands it off. Tanking, side about the three, now holds onto it. Bowers, opposite inside, Timmel with a look. Right side gets around his defender, shut off the glass, is good! 1-point ball game here in Onega. And Duke Timmel has 8 points in the quarter, 20 on the ball game, 38-37 back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
1 point lead here in Onega, third place game, 38-37, 2:19 left to go. Clifton Clyde had a lead as large as 10 at 1 point. It was 37-27. Clifton Clyde scored the first points of this fourth quarter. And since then, nice rally by Centralia, a 10-1 run. And the Panthers will go back on defense as they go into the press. Heideman defending Graydon Reed, that being Henry Heideman. And up to Sachin, he goes to his left. Stop the top of the key, pass near side wing long. Defended by Jones, drives left side from the free throw line. Now into the paint, shut over a couple defenders. It's good, and one! Trent Long has been fantastic here in this second half. He has all 7 of his points in the final 16 minutes. And that foul will go against Aldifer. That's his third. Heideman Jones out. Bowers Timmel in. 1:57 to go. 40-37. Chance to make it a 2-possession lead once again. He cannot, as the free throw is no good. He's now 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Rebound tanking. Beg your pardon. Yeah, it was tanking for Centralia. Bowers entry pass. Timmel right side from the block. Got his centers up in the air. Layup no good. Tipped up in the air. No good. Off the backboard. Long rebound out to Paxton Bowers. Far side corner. Aldifer. Kick it out to Bowers. On about the 3. Step back. 3 ball straight away. No good as he falls to the floor. Nothing called. Rebound Clifton Clyde. That being Luke Nobert hauling it down. Far side corner catch long. 1:28 to go. Whistle time called by Clifton Clyde. This will be a 30-second break. Back here in that same amount of time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
A 10-1 Centralia run got the Panthers back into the ballgame as they cut their deficit down to 1, but now it is a 3-point game, 40-37, Clifton Clyde, leading Centralia with 1:26 left to go. Third-place game, CBL Boys Basketball Tournament. Eagles with the ball in the inbound. They'll get it back into Long. 3, nice backdoor cut. Scotchy all alone. He'll lay it up and in. Jack Scotchy now has 16 points. He leads the team in scoring. It's 42-37. Open 3, Aldifer. Far side corner. No good off the heel. Rebound Bowers. He'll put it up, and that one goes home. A timely opportunity for Bowers' first field goal make of the game, and a timeout called after the make, and it is back to a 3-point game. And a timeout called, this will be a 60-second break, so we'll take that with them as well. Back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Mm-hmm.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
KMZA.
42-39, Clifton Clyde leads Centralia with 107 left to go in the ball game. Eagles with the basketball. They go the full length of the court as Centralia brings on a full court man-to-man press. Inbound deflected off the underside of the backboard. And that's going to be, it's going to be Clifton Clyde basketball because it was deflected off of the under part of the rim. Or the other side of the backboard, excuse me. So we'll do that again. Basically nothing happened. The inbound goes to Drayden Reed. Reed up on Duke Timmel. Goes at the far side as we have 60 seconds left to go. Defended by Timmel. Pass near side, long. Defended by Bowers. Skoshny. Becker is on him. Near side for Nobert. 45 seconds left. Over. Nobert hands it off. Near side wing catch for Skoshny. 40 seconds left. A good job playing keep away. They have five team fouls, so if they foul, they'll send Clifton Clyde to shoot two. 30 seconds left. Still not fouling. Dribbles it off of his foot, but a foul as Bowers stepped in front of him, tried to take a charge, and was not successful. So that is going to be it for Paxton Bowers. Just 3 points for him. All those coming here in the fourth quarter. Rough day at the office for him in the TVL tournament finale for the Centralia Panthers. seconds left. And two free throws coming up for Trent Long. He is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Really just needs one, though. And he's got it. 8 points for Trent Long. Time for the second leading scorer on the team, only behind Jack Skoshny, who has 16. Steinbrock also with 8. Is that one as good as well? And that will send us to yet another timeout. This one called by Clifton Clyde. A 60-second break. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A pair of clutch free throws by Trent Long of Clifton Clyde. They lead 44-39. And a whistle and an offensive foul as Becker drives into the lane with a full head of steam. Runs over his defender, and that might be it. That's his third foul. And Clifton Clyde up by 5, gets the ball back with 20.6 seconds left. Inbound for Skoshny. Goes to Nobert, and they'll foul him underneath the basket. That'll be Reese Hinkins' third. Back to the free throw line goes Clifton Clyde. They'll shoot two. And a chance to go up by 3 possessions if he can knock both of these here for Oliver Nobert. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far tonight. First one is up and good. Excuse me, 5 points for him. This is a big one right here. This would pretty much do it. You knock on this one. Let's it go. No good off the right side. Still a chance for Centralia. 45-39, 15 seconds left. Got to go quickly, though. Jones. Stop the key pass. All to first. Step back. Three. Contested. Off the backboard and through. Oh, my goodness. Quentin Altifer knocked down the three earlier in the third quarter. It's back to one possession game, 8.7 seconds left. And it's a full timeout. But we'll take just a 30-second break. Again, it's 45-42 Clifton Clyde leading Centralia here in the third-place game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wait. Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Quentin Altifer with a bank shot three from the top of the key that was heavily contested. Puts Centralia down by three. In hindsight, if they made that second free throw in the last possession for Clifton Clyde, that all would have all but sealed it, as that three would have made it a four-point game with 8.7 seconds left. But now, with just a three-point game, there's still a chance here for the Panthers. They got work to do. They'll defend the inbound. Escoshny will be doing the inbounding. Simmel defending the inbound. It goes in to... Oh, they're going to call a travel. As Steinbrock caught it on the near side corner, they're going to say he traveled. Clifton Clyde thinking that the foul caused the travel, but they're going to say it's Centralia basketball, so they have a chance here. The officials will talk here. Quite sure what this will be about. As the clock says 8 seconds. Are they possibly going to change the call here? This is a big moment as the two officials converge. Oh, I think they're just making sure that they get the right spot for the inbound. They're going to inbound it on the near sideline. 8 seconds left, even. 45-42, Clifton Clyde. Centralia, the inbound. And they'll just get it into Jones. Jones, across that court, far side. 5 seconds. The far side corner, Altifer for three to tie. Too strong. And a whistle. As it goes out of bounds, with is there no time left? Or should there be some time left? The clock says zeros. As the three went out of bounds, and they're going to wave the game off. That's the ball game. No time is going to be put on the clock, and that is it. Altifer missing the three on the far side corner. He went out of bounds. It was touched last by Clifton Clyde. So if there was any time left, it'd be Centralia basketball. But the clock says zero, and that is it. Valiant effort, surging their way back as they score 15 points in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough as Clifton Clyde holds on for a final score of 45-42. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll wrap things up with our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats.
It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Gansaland Radio.
They're selling you the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Looking at our individual scores for this one. Sorry, I had a little buzz in my ear. Probably on there, but looking at our individual scores for this one. First four, really at 20 points for Jim Single, 8 in the back part. The country is also the title. The single line, 9 points for the 8 for the 16. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by Fox. Visit BankofFarmers.com. Jack Flashing. Only such a fly eagle with double digit scoring today. He's also 4-for-4 from the free throw line to be your player of the game. Brought to you by Farmer State Bank. So, congratulations. This year's Twin Valley League basketball tournament. And break, we'll be back here in a few minutes and have the Bulls Championship. This is the Bulls Championship. This is the Bulls Championship.